From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ah. Today is March 5th, 2026. Here are your top local stories. Senators on the Natural Resources Committee voted along party lines Wednesday morning to advance President Trump's pick to lead the Bureau of Land Management. Steve Pierce, a former Republican congressman from New Mexico, would next need to clear a vote in the full Senate in the coming weeks to be confirmed. Pierce's supporters include energy and grazing groups, while he has faced scrutiny from environmentalists, some veterans, and Democrats. During a hearing last week, Pierce was asked about his previous advocacy for the sale of public lands. He indicated he would not be in favor of such sales. The committee voted 11-9 to advance the nomination. The Clark County Division of Air Quality has issued a dust advisory today. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, today's air quality index is at a level that is unhealthy for sensitive groups. The National Weather Service has also issued a wind advisory for central and southern Nevada, including Las Vegas, with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Clark County recommends limiting outdoor exertion, keeping windows and doors closed, and running your air conditioner to filter out particulates. The Mint 400 off-road race will take place this weekend in the desert outside Las Vegas. To minimize the risk of potential collisions with spectators and racers, the Bureau of Land Management's Las Vegas Field Office is closing certain public lands near Gene, Nevada, on Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th. Signs and maps directing the public to designated spectator areas will be provided by the event sponsor. The Vegas Golden Knights keep buying ahead of the NHL trade deadline, this time bolstering their forward group, according to the AP. On Thursday, the Golden Knights acquired center Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals in exchange for a 2027 third-round pick, a 2029 second-rounder, and young goaltender Jesper Vikman. The move comes several weeks after getting defenseman Rasmus Anderson from Calgary prior to the Olympic break. Dowd gives the Golden Knights a penalty killer and shutdown defender down the middle, who can also chip in some offense. He has 16 points and 43 blocked shots in 55 games this season and is under contract through next season at a cap hit of $3 million. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County is offering free rides all day this Saturday, March 7th, on one of its routes. The complimentary rides celebrate 5 years of service along one of the county's busiest corridors, the Virginia Line University Extension, the first bus rapid transit service in northern Nevada, providing service to the University of Nevada, Reno. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.